Good day, podcast audience. Yeah, this is your podcaster, Kenny Hodge, with a message today to union employees. Doesn't matter if postal, UPS, FedEx, this message is universal. And I want to talk to the employees about, as a person on the outside looking in, what's wrong with unions today? What's the missing element? Just 1 minute, please. I'm that star up in the sky. I'm that mountain peak up high. Hey, I made it. I'm the world's greatest. I'm that little bit of hope when my back's against the ropes. I can feel it. I'm the world's greatest. Now, never mind where the message music is coming from, because sometimes you'll view the messenger with the side eye and you miss the message. It's just a song backing up my words as I try to explain to employees that the reason there's missing elements in unions today is because this is what you allow. This is what you pay for. If you demanded more from your unions, I promise you they would deliver more. But it appears, and again, I like to say I'm on the outside now looking in. I think employees, people, have become so accustomed to complacency that it really doesn't matter what management attacks the craft with. You have allowed yourself to be in a position to think, well, they can get away with it. And let me tell you, I study the arbitration cases. I track cases going to step three. And let me tell you something. For the number of violations, when you match that to the number of complaints being filed, it's not even close. To make it a little clearer, let's say for the purpose of just understanding the hyperbole I'm trying to speak with, if there was 1,000 violations, the unions collectively probably filed 80 to 90 grievances. And I'm telling you, as employees, as groups of people, you have to get tired of that. It has become so customary for you to complain to those who can make no difference in your situation, but you won't take it to the manager and complain. You won't take it to your union rep and complain. You won't take it to your union president and complain, because you understand that they understand that it's okay. And when I say it's okay, that's just management doing management. And they are so wrong. And I'm accustomed, or I'm aware of why you would feel like that. But we have to change. We have to change. At some point in your career, you and two or three others have to stand and say, I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore. And very clearly, so you completely understand what it is I'm trying to say to you, be mad at violations. Let's get over being mad that you're not the boss. Let's get over being mad that although you may know more than your supervisor, you have nowhere near the autonomy your supervisor has. So let's understand that. And let's not be afraid. And I know afraid might be a rather tough word, but stop being scared. You have to understand, if management is abusing your rights and privileges now, don't worry that you complain. Can they do anything worse? Now, if your answer to that question is yes, they can do worse, then again, I understand your reluctance to come forward. I think unions on the national level should get together and roll, and when I do mean roll, I mean roll out with some of your executives and start visiting some of these post offices, not for the purpose of a visitation, but for a purpose to motivate stewards and get them active in filing grievances. See, that's what's missing. That fight is what's missing. And people now want to be stewards, fully understanding that they're not committed to the fight. I don't understand that. Yes, being a steward is a thankless job. But nonetheless, that's why you, if you take the position, then you should understand that on your allocated union time, you should be 85% committed to doing union work. If you work for me, that 85 would be 100, but let's be for real. And stewards is the direct contact to the employee. And if you're national and whatever levels you have below them, don't spend time training and motivating. Training and motivating. And let me tell you why I give you, that's a two-shot action. First, most stewards don't know the contract. And I don't mean to be rude, but if anybody cares to disagree, feel free. For the most part, most stewards don't know the contract. Because even though that is the vital piece of information, that is the vital document, the working document of any union, people come on board and don't want to take the time to learn it. Now, that's foreign to me, but it is what it is. See, the national has to come down and listen. Even if it means you got to pay these people more money, you got to pay stewards more money, because you got to understand, you have to drive the motivation in that steward. And, you know, money is the motivator. Very, 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 very few people become stewards just to help people. Very few. And those that take the job on that noble base usually get burnt out, because when employees see that there is someone willing to fight for them, everybody gravitates to that someone, and then we have that mental burnout coming. So, again, just a quick podcast, and I'm talking to any union employee. Now, I happen to be with the post office most of my working years, so I'm talking pretty much in that area, but this conversation fits all jobs. You got UPS just avoided a strike last week. Now, again, I think their union made their voice got a little louder, and it forced management to listen to them. I don't even want to get into what the grievance or the terms that they couldn't come to agree on. It's not important. That union rallied together, and they told management, if this isn't what you're going to do, this is what we're going to do. Now, they took it right to the limit the day of, but nonetheless, there was no strike, unfortunately, for the Postal Service. But nonetheless, the unions got together and stood up. This is my message to employees that are part of unions. Stop letting it be okay for it just to be okay. If you read your contract and you have been aggrieved, don't allow your steward, your presidents, to not file your grievance. And if that happens, then again, I strongly recommend you go right to the national level for, I don't care, Teamster, APW, NALC, and then you report that. Don't talk about it. Yeah, don't just sit around telling your friends how you wanted to file a grievance, but they wouldn't. No, you put it to paper and you send it to the national president. Now, again, here I am trying to team build, because I hate to put it or reduce it to this. The national presidents are going to get frustrated with receiving all that additional mail, and now they're going to understand whatever that issue is, I got to address it. But I wish that they would address the issue without all the emails coming. But come on, employees. Or make your mind up. Here's, you got two choices on the table. You can link up and be powerful because we have a voice now. Or you can allow management to do whatever it is they want to do to you. And you're going to resolve that you're going to be happy just talking to your buddy about it. I'm going to take the first choice. And sometimes it takes the craft to motivate the steward. But again, on the national level, if you want better stewards, you want more energized steward, maybe give them a little more money. It can't hurt. And then once that happens, now all your non-members become members because they see aggressive fighting going on. So now they want to be a part of that. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge, and I just wanted to put a message out today to union employees. And that message, if I was to summarize it all, don't be afraid. Stop allowing yourself to be a part of a union that should be strong, but you've decided that I'm going to go along to go along. I'm going to go along to get along, and I'm just going to make noise about the violations, but I'm not going to do anything legitimate as far as filing grievances. This has been Kenny Hodge on the podcast. You got to have faith in yourself, people. You got to have faith in your organization, whichever your unions you belong to. And you got to know that at one time, they were strong. That's how they got there. Bring back the strength.